from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top 6 at 6.
Oh, yes. Rock solid.
Jeez. Yeah, it was solid for Friday morning.
Excellent.
We're actually too good at it now.
Yeah, I know. Oh, coming in at number one, Andrew O'Keefe has unleashed on the legal system outside court after he dodged jail despite allegedly failing a drug test.
I was unable to get matched by OP.
How was it in the system?
That's what we discovered in court today, that there was a high probability of contempt of contamination.
No good.
A high probability of contamination.
Yeah.
He says.
And a bit of wind in Sydney, it sounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Windy. Get a windsock for your mic is point one. And point two, stop bullshitting everyone.
I was saying to Will before, I just cannot believe this is the same person that hosted
Dill Radio Chase.
I just can't believe it's the same person.
Well, go back even further to sort of Suitcase 17, like, you know, when he was doing whatever that one was.
Deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal. Yeah, I thought you were talking about The Chase.
The Chase. Didn't he do The Chase?
Yeah. He did, but Deal or No Deal was years before that. To me, that's his show. Like, that.
Weekend Sunrise as well.
Yeah.
Did that for over a decade.
What a spectacular.
Oh, the fall.
Oh, my God.
There's a bit going on
it's
there.
It's quite sad, actually.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it is sad, and only Andrew can sort it out. Yep. You can't do it for him, and that's what you realise as you get older in life.
Yes.
You're not going to help yourself. No one can help
that's
you.
That's true.
Yep.
As brutal and awful as that sounds,
he's
really going to have to take the lead in his own recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like he will. He's an intelligent guy. He's made some terrible mistakes, and the abuse of women is never okay.
Never.
And he'll never recover from that within himself and his own integrity.
Yeah.
But you hope for his family's sake that he can... You know.
Yeah, I hope for his sake,
and
to be honest.
Sake.
Yeah,
you
well, know, for him and
I hope
children.
He can sort his stuff out because, you know, there's a lot of life left in Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He can turn it around.
He's not that old.
No. Coming in at number two, Frasier is returning as a Paramount Plus revival. However, Kelsey Grammer has revealed why David Hyde Pierce will not return as Niles, of course, Frasier's brother.
Yes.
David basically decided he wasn't really interested in repeating the performance of Niles.
That's fair enough.
I read a bit more detail about that. David's basically saying it was such a great experience.
Yeah.
I don't want to just come back to for the sake of coming back.
Which I get that.
And in a way, Kelsey reckons it's freed them up a bit because it gives them a lot more story angles now.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it freshens it up.
Yep.
Which was part of the reason why he wanted to do it as well.
I wonder if Daphne's returning then, because they ended up getting married.
Well, the dad died, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the dad's dead.
Barley's dad. And the dog.
And the dog. Well, they'll just
Murray? Was Murray the dog?
Was Goffy the dog? Coming in at number three, Aussies warned to expect a huge influx of huntsman spiders this summer due to La Nina. Huntsmans.
They're not a pleasant-looking spider.
That's my...
No. A big huntsman.
And I hate when people say, it can't hurt you. I don't care.
No,
I don't want it crawling on me.
I've had one run at me on the bed before.
Across
the top of the doona,
I'd rather have a snake on me.
Me too.
They can bite, though, huntsmen, I'm pretty sure. They can bite. You'd rather have a snake on you?
Absolutely. I'd take a snake in my lap every day rather than a big huntsman.
I'm shocked by that. What size of snake?
I don't care how big it is.
My anaconda don't?
His anaconda do.
Oh, take a snake every day of the week over huntsman. They're awful. Awful things.
Oh, real swamp ass. Coming in at number four.
Oh, DC. I was not expecting that. None unless you got
buns.
Thank you, DC.
Coming in number four, Tracy Grimshaw has signed off with an emotional farewell after 17 years.
Wow. Such a long time.
As
the
host of A Current Affair, she admitted the show at times hasn't always got it right.
A few years ago, we fell in love with bra stories. Yeah, let that settle on you for a second. I hated them. And now we don't do bra stories anymore.
Good, Tracy.
Yeah.
Ground.
17 years of anything is a long time.
Oh, especially in television.
Five days a week.
Yeah.
It's a big job.
Flagship show for Nine.
Look, regardless of what you think of the content of the show, which at times has been awful, and some of the people around that show have been terrible.
15 seconds.
Bondi
Congratulations.
Well done, Tracy. Well done.
Coming in at number five, Aussie cricket great Simon O'Donnell tells Justin Langer to shut up about his scandalous exit. Six, World Cup fans have added extra pressure on the match by...
Oh, top six,
that's six. Six.
That was my favourite.
Too much.
What's on the back page?
Time for your sporting news now. The Wide World of Will. What's happening, William?
Thank you, Troy. Mm. Spoiler alert for the World Cup, by the way, which I haven't been doing.
I was going to mention that.
What do you mean? For like overnight results or the game that's currently on?
Both.
Okay. All right, spoiler alert. Bit of a World Cup. Allure. Spoiler alert. I just turned into the cause who were in town.
You turned into an Irishman before.
Give her a stick here or two in the bath. The water's a little bit too warm. Welcome, chorus.
Oh, we should be playing the chorus today.
Day on the green, aren't they?
Day on the green, Hunter Valley in New South Wales.
Yeah. Mm. So, spoiler alert. Overnight. Switzerland, Cameroon, they were defeated 1-0, were Cameroon, which extends their losing run at the World Cup to 8 consecutive losses, which is one off the record set by Mexico.
But they still make the competition.
Yes,
so the group that they qualify in is obviously ordinary.
No, as in they've lost 8 consecutive at World Cups going back to 2018, 2014.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying the group that they qualify to get into the whole African group must be ordinary.
Yes, it must be.
Because they keep getting in and losing.
Yeah, they play Serbia and Brazil, so they're likely to break that record. Uruguay and South Korea nil all. Fun fact, the entire South Korean defence and the goalkeeper had the surname Kim.
Oh, isn't that
five
fun?
Five in total.
That is fun.
Half of South Koreans have the surnames Kim, Park, Lee, Choi or Chung, I found out this morning.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Good trivia.
Very popular surname. Interesting.
Well, hard to find anyone at the pool if they've lost their keys.
Yeah.
Pack Kim, come to reception, please. Pack Kim.
Yes.
We found your keys. Pack Kim to reception, please.
15 blokes.
Yeah. You need to see your license. Well, it's going to say the same as his, but there you go.
What's the middle name?
Okay, what do your keys look like? Oh, that's sort of an Audi thing with a...
Done well. Portugal survived a scare against Ghana 3-2. Cristiano Ronaldo, the first player since 2010 at a World Cup without a club.
I know, it's crazy.
So he's the only person at the tournament.
Club. Yep.
And he becomes the first man to score in 5 different World Cups, which is an extraordinary record.
That is astonishing.
Yeah. Brazil and Serbia are currently playing. We're in the 25th minute and it is nil all in Qatar. In cricket news, the West Indies are taking on the Prime Minister's 11. Australia were all out for 322. Some of the top scores, Renshaw, 81, Harris, 73, Hanscom, 55.
Okay, well, they're both in the test squad, so that's good.
Good.
At stumps, the West Indies, Chandrapal, 119, led the Windies to 7 for 234. He's the son of the former captain, Shiv Chandrapal.
Yeah, but wonderful cricketer, Shiv Chandrapal.
Yes, yet to debut at test level.
Hang on, is Hanscom in the squad, DC, or not? I don't think he is.
I think Hanscom was in the squad.
Is he in it? He is in the squad. Harris beat him to a spot in the squad.
Yes.
Victorian, our mate.
Yes. Oh, Harris is in the squad.
Yeah, I don't think Hanscom made the squad.
Oh, no, I think you're right. No, he did. He missed out, but he's got better shield form.
Mm.
Todd Murphy, Victorian off-spinner. He's only 22, took 3 for 27, including 8 maidens.
Off-spinner, bowling 8 maidens.
Could be the next Nathan Lyon, should he age out of the squad in the next few years. And in AFL news, you'll love this again, Marty. Sack St Kilda coach Brett Ratten has landed a new job at North Melbourne.
I love this. I love
rejoining
this appointment.
Alistair Clarkson as a part-time assistant coach at the club. They had 6 years together, Ratten and Clarkson at Hawthorn, including the three-peat.
I bet Clarko couldn't believe his luck
when
St Kilda got rid of Ratten.
Yeah.
I bet he would have just gone, ding, get on the blower.
Yeah,
see if he's interested.
You often see these senior and assistant coach combinations.
Well, he's got Viney there with him as well.
Yes, he does. Exciting times for North.
Oh. Keep the lid on. We haven't had a game yet.
No, get excited, Marty.
I am excited, mate.
You're well set up for next year.
Oh, yeah, we're putting a back of house together that's unequalled.
Mm. Let's see if you have the cattle.
Well, and let's also see what the AFL investigation, what the outcome of that is.
Yeah, it's very true.
It's still hanging over our heads.
Right, that is the back page.
This is the Marty Shiergold Show.